It's on, people. And I don't just mean this show, the Dubious Tornado Committee, but we have a tornado warning. It just fired up. I was trying to sort of take a nap, and boom, the sirens are going. I thought I heard some thunder a few minutes ago. Can you hear the sirens? I'm holding the microphone out the window. Yes, I've got the windows open during a tornado. Okay. All right, the first tornado warning show of the year. We gotta get to the weather. Yeah, not to mention the tornado. Boy, I had no idea the weather was getting funky. But yeah, as I'm looking out my window, it is dark. It is green. Oh, stuff is falling over. It is tornado time.
The following impacts are expected. Flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter.
Flying debris.
Mobile homes will be heavily damaged. Expect considerable damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles. And extensive tree damage and power outages are likely.
Yeah, they are.
Locations impacted include Wahoo, Gretna, Waverly, Ashland, Valley, Utan, Waterloo, Elmwood, Meade, Greenwood, Elkhorn, Murdoch, Bennington, Washington, Ithaca, Alvo, Memphis, Lashara, KOA Campground, and Two Rivers State Recreation Area. This includes the following highways. Highway 275 in Nebraska between mile markers 156.
It must be a little bit west of us. They're, of me anyway, they're talking about areas that are a little bit further away. They're about 10 miles out. 66. We got to go to the storm spotters. Where's my storm spotter frequencies? Somebody give me some 2-meter hams. Why are they not on? Talk to me, storm spotters. Let me know where the tornadoes are. The sirens have stopped. Come on, talk to me, monkey. Nope, we're not getting anybody talking on the repeater. Where's my hams? Where's my storm spotters? Somebody keeps kerchunking the repeater. Here we go. Give me a report.
Hey, I hear it's hailing, sir.
Oh, they're getting hail.
Oh, hailing and wind and all kinds of wonderful things. Just letting you know we are monitoring, if you didn't know that already.
Okay.
I heard you when I was on my way over to Burke to make sure that the antenna is hooked up, and it's not, so have to go back tomorrow, but yeah, I did hear you. So anyway, I'm here, you're there. We should be good. Zero TRK.
W0WS.
Okay, so where are the storm spotters? Apparently nowhere. They probably weren't called out at all today because there's almost like no warning of any kind of tornadic activity. And that's fine. There's nothing going on.
80-0Ks.
Here at my house, it's very still. It's very still here, like Eye of the Storm still. It's not raining. It was breezy and windy earlier today, but there's now no wind. It's that nice green overcast shade of sky that we get when it's... No, thank you. Let's go back to the weather radio instead.
Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 7 p.m. for the following counties. in Nebraska, Burt, Dodge and Washington, and Harrison, Iowa.
Okay, they didn't mention Douglas County, which is my county.
Severe thunderstorm watch number 224 remains in effect until 12 a.m. Wednesday for the following counties in Nebraska, Burt, Cass, Dodge, Douglas, Odo, Sarpy, Saunders and Washington, and the following counties in Iowa, Harrison, Mills and Pottawatomie. Remember, a severe thunderstorm watch means the conditions are favorable for the development of severe weather, including large hail and damaging winds, in and close to the watch area. While severe weather may be imminent, persons should remain alert for rapidly changing weather conditions and listen for later statements and possible warnings. Stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio, or internet sources
stupid
for the latest severe weather information. Repeating, severe thunderstorm watch number 224 remains in effect until 12 a.m. Wednesday for the following counties.
Well, I don't actually care about a thunderstorm. If they're only complaining about a thunderstorm, why did they sound the sirens? Why did the sirens go off? I was just sitting there in front of my TV, sort of leaning back, not paying any attention, had my eyes closed, and was thinking, oh, maybe I'll just take a nap. And then, no, the siren started to go off. So where's my dang tornado? I want a tornado. Uh-oh, did my power just flash? It seems like the lights just flickered a little bit. I don't know why they would be doing that, considering it's not windy, it's not storming here. We've got nothing going on here. I'm looking out my window, and it's pretty dark, cloudy. And what was that weather guy saying? He was saying something about Washington County. I think that's the next county north of me. And they must be having some stormage up there. But I don't know if there's any tornado threat. Why did they sound the sirens if there's no tornadoes in Douglas County? Oh, it's starting to make me mad, those clowns.
Highway 75 in Nebraska between mile markers 76 and 111. Highway 92 in Nebraska near... Severe thunderstorm watch number 224 remains in effect until 12 a.m. Wednesday for the following counties in Nebraska, Burt, Cass, Dodge, Douglas, Odo, Sarpy, Saunders and Washington, and the following counties in Iowa, Harrison, Mills and Pottawatomie. Remember, a severe
Well, this got uninteresting fast. Okay, well, I suppose we should probably do something. what time is it? It's 1939 UTC, and this is the Dubious Goals Committee, which during tornado season is always Dubious Tornado Alert Season Committee. And that's why we're trying to catch some tornadoes, but there ain't no tornadoes. Where's my damn tornado? They said there was a tornado. There were sirens. They sounded the tornado sirens. And there's nothing going on. You know what? I think we're going to have to go outside. All right, so let's unplug all this stuff. Let's leave the studio here. And, well, yeah, it's nice and green outside. All right, well, let's explain tornado warnings for people who do not live in Tornado Alley. There are three tornado conditions: no tornadoes, a tornado watch, and a tornado warning. A tornado watch means that the conditions are right to have a tornado. A tornado warning means that a tornado has touched down, there are witnesses, and that's when they sound the sirens. They don't sound the sirens until there's a tornado warning, which means a tornado has been spotted. I'm now outside. I walked out my garage. There is wind coming back. It is nice and green out here. The sky is dark, and it's still, what, 3 hours before sunset? It is dark out here, and the darkness is green. When the sky turns green, you know you're ready for tornadoes. Hey, did I get any mail today? No mail. Oh yeah, okay, here comes the wind. Here comes the wind. I'm trying to get out from underneath my trees so I can look up into the sky. We got some low cloud coverage. I don't see any wall clouds. Oh, I'm hearing thunder now. The wind is... Whoa! Just gonna run back inside the old garage here because the wind is picking up. It's picking up massively. I can feel some cool air. Well, that's good. To get a tornado, you need cold air hitting warm air, and it starts to swirl and do weird stuff. So, yeah. Here comes more massive wind. Trees are moving. Little branches and sticks are falling onto the ground. There's a nice cool breeze blowing into the garage now. That's nice. Maybe things will cool off a bit. It was 90 degrees again here today, which is way too hot for the middle of May, but that's just my opinion. But I can feel a cool breeze. That's good news. Well, sort of, unless you're afraid of tornadoes. I'm not. That's why I'm standing in my garage, and now I'm out on my driveway. Some of my neighbors are out. Looks like they're going to have a tornado party. I can hear thunder in the distance. It's rumbly thunder time. I'm mad. Where's my tornado? The sirens went off. That means it's supposed to be tornado time. There's traffic driving by because, you know, it's pretty much rush hour or slightly after. Yeah, that cool air feels good. Ooh, I saw some good lightning. Are we going to get some good thunder? I don't know. Come on, tornadoes. Let's go. Tornado. Let's go. Tornado. Oh, yeah. I can really feel the cool breeze now. Temperature is going to drop. Temperature is dropping. Okay, so maybe we'll go back inside for a second. I want to check a few things. Gonna leave the garage door open and turn on the weather channel here. And on the TV, there's some thunder. It says severe thunderstorm warning. No mention of any tornadoes at all. I'm beginning to think somebody panicked and they thought they saw a tornado. Oh, and now they're showing a video of a tornado, but it's in Texas. McLean, Texas. Temperature's already dropped 3 degrees. Oh, and here's my kitty. Hi, Pippa. It's okay. It's just a storm. Kitties don't like thunder. This kitty does not like thunder. Are you going to hide in your thunder hut? Yeah. Oh, hi. Oh, I got to pet up my baby. You don't have to be a scared. It's just the weather gods. They're going to make some rain for us so we can have mushrooms tomorrow. Oh, it's a good baby. Oh, she's trying to sit on my feet. Oh, don't have to be scared. It's just a tornado. I'm going to go upstairs and look at the thermometer. All right, let's get some readings on our handy thermometers here. Oh, wow. It's dark enough that it's turning on some of my automatic lights. Oh yeah, that thermometer says 80 degrees now. And that was 90. That thermometer read 90 an hour ago. Last time I looked. And this one is also down to 80 degrees. Yeah, that one, I checked that one before I went outside and that was still pushing 90, and that was less than 5 minutes ago. It's still rumbling. Here's the kitty again. Hi, baby. The Weather Channel says tornado warnings in Oklahoma and Wisconsin. Hello? What about Nebraska? Somebody's been lying to me?
My cat is walking between my legs. It's okay, Pippa. It's just rainstorms.
This is great, though. Because if the temperature drops, I will be happy. The irony is, I wanted to go out on nocturnal bun patrol tonight. We might not be able to do that if it's thunderstormy. Okay, back into the garage.
You stay here, Pippa.
Of course she's going to stay there. She's not going anywhere. Oh, yeah. It's darker. It's even darker than it was 3 minutes ago. And I'm looking down on my driveway. And yes, I'm seeing little raindrops. And I'm hearing raindrops in the tree leaves. I'm standing underneath my tree. Not the best place to be in a thunderstorm. Because lightning. But the thunderstorm is coming. I can feel raindrops every once in a while. I'm looking around. I'm spinning around 360 degrees looking for tornadoes in the sky. But all I see is that dark pea green cloud soup. And it is much cooler. It is, even in the few minutes that we were inside, it is now much, much cooler than it was. This is great. We still got some winds. I can smell ozone. That is a sign of electrical activity happening. I can see some flashes of lightning, but they're very high. Very high in the sky. And, you know, it's not like I can see the strikes or anything. These are just cloud-to-cloud strikes that are high up in the clouds. Sort of illuminating the clouds a bit. I hear an electrical whine. Is that just my ears? Ooh, there's some good lightning. Yeah. You might be able to hear all the rumbly thunder. I don't know, it's very low. Wind is picking up. The smell of ozone pervades. I'm standing back in the garage now. Just to get out of the wind, because I noticed the wind was causing the mic to clip. So clippity clip clip. Oh, and that cool breeze feels real good blowing into my garage here. Should I leave the garage door open? I probably should, at least until it starts raining too hard. Not that there's anything in here that can get wet. Need to blow all the hot air out of this garage. Okay, well, there's not a lot of action. I don't think it's even raining anymore. But apparently a big thunderstorm is coming, which makes me mildly nervous because that means I'm going to lose power. And I really hate that. I really hate losing power because I don't know what it is about my neighborhood. Apparently, we have weak power lines. My neighborhood is old enough that I think... Where are the power lines, anyway? Where's the power line that goes from the pole to my house? Yeah, actually, in my neighborhood, I think all the power lines are underground, but that doesn't mean substations can't get hit. So we're going back into the studio here. No, wait. Before we do that... Oh, I got stuck on the doorknob. We need to run back upstairs and look at the thermometers. See what the temperature is now, just minutes later. Well, that's weird. It seems to be raining more in my backyard. My deck is all wet. Yeah, we're down to, 78. We've dropped another 2 degrees. And that's probably falling rapidly. The temperature, that's good, because it's 74 degrees inside my house. If it gets any colder, we can open the house up and let all the cool air in. Yay! I love tornadoes. Bring me some cold air. Oh, I can hear rain falling now, yeah. Right outside my window here. Rain is falling, and I'm hearing all the rain hit all the stuff in my backyard, the deck, and there's lots of thunder. Okay. I wonder if we're going to get some hail. Ooh, there's a nice cool breeze blowing in the window here. Very nice.
Okay. We didn't have anything quite that fast here, but we are starting to get hail, just so you know, but it's not particularly large. And, of course, I'm about 72nd Blondo, so...
All right.
We don't get anything larger than 1-inch hail.
Okay, that's about 2 miles...
Okay, nothing but rain here.
Wait.
Very light rain right now, but it looks like more is coming. WB0VGB.
We're listening to the storm spotters now. And ham guys talking about the weather. That woman said she was getting hail at 72nd and Blondo. That's about a mile south and a mile east of my location. And it's apparently coming this way. So, yeehaw! Give me some weather. Give me some heavy weather. Weather is coming. We're gonna get some winds. That's not good. As soon as we get the high winds, then tree limbs start breaking off of trees, and those tree limbs fall on power cables, and then our little Tobster loses power. That's no good. You know, I'm gonna have to set up a... Yeah, I'm not even gonna bother. At this time, when I know that there's a big windstorm coming, I usually set up a thing, an autoresponder on my email telling people that my power might be out, so blah, blah, blah. I want to hear more radio guys. They're not talking about it anymore. Let's go over to the Weather Channel. Perfect Paul, take it away.
Bert in Washington. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7 p.m. for northwestern Mills, western Pottawatomie, southwestern Harrison, Sarpy, southeastern Washington, Douglas, and northeastern Cass counties. At 6:30 p.m., severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from 3 miles north of Fort Calhoun, Omaha, and then to near Cedar Creek, moving northeast at 45 miles. The severe thunderstorm warning for western Sarpy, south central Washington, southeastern Dodge, western Douglas, eastern Saunders, and northwestern Cass counties will expire at 6:45 p.m.
That's in 5 minutes.
The storms which prompted this warning were moving out of this warning, but a new warning is in effect farther east.
Oh, new
the
warning.
The new warning does include parts of Douglas, Sarpy, and Cass counties.
That's me. Okay, so from what they were saying, it sounds like the brunt of this particular storm is to the north of me, about 10 or 15 miles. I don't know why they set off the tornado warning sirens. If there's no tornadoes in Douglas County, I'm kind of mad about that. But we're going to get some stormage. Yeah, that's some pretty good thunder happening right now. Talk to me, spotters.
Roger, this is Kilo Echo Zero, Lima, Oscar Lima, Council Bluff. We just have a sustained wind at 67 miles an hour at this time.
Holy cow, 67 sustained miles per hour weather, wind in Sarp, in Council Bluff.
Where are you at, Council Bluff, please?
10th
Street, 9th Ave.
Council Bluff is the town on the other side of the river from Omaha. It's a pretty fun town.
And it was sustained for 67 miles per hour. How long was your, or is it still doing it?
It's come down to 59.
Okay, they're getting massive winds
okay.
Over there.
Thank you very much for that report. Zero to your K.
W's are under BS.
Here we go. Here's another report.
Go ahead.
Location on that?
Well, maybe not.
Council Bluff, 10th Street and 9th Avenue.
10th and 9th Avenue, Council Bluff.
Lots of thunder here. Lots of rumbly thunder. Well, the rain is coming down pretty good now. I'm going to leave the studio again. Here's the kitty in the Thunder Hut. Hi, Pippa. I want to come up here and check this thermometer again. See what the temperature change has been in the last few minutes. Oh yeah, we are now below 70. It's about 69 degrees. It's raining pretty good out here. It means we can now open these doors. Open that door. Put the bucket in front. Well, the cat's not gonna want to look outside. Well, I don't think we're gonna get any tornadoes, kids. Well, hi, Pippa. She's running around all low to the ground, slinking around because of all the thunder. All right. Gonna put my shoes back on here. Yeah. And ooga, yeah. Back out into the garage we go. Oh, yeah, it's nice and cool in here now. Wow. Yeah, it's pretty raining pretty good. And, it's nice and cool. It's beautiful. I love it. We went from 90 degrees to 69 degrees in about 20 minutes. And there is just water flowing down the streets. We're getting lots of good thunder rumbles. I've got some neighbors, three houses down on the other side of my street. They're doing the same thing I'm doing. They're not recording the Dubious Goals Committee, but they are standing in their garage watching the weather. Oh, it's nice and cool out here. It is now cooler outside than it is inside. Lots of lightning, lots of rain, and that's good for fungus. But no signs of hail or tornadoes. It's a twister, except it's not. Another false tornado alarm. I feel terrible. I feel terrible because, well, I was so excited. I was hoping that I'd be able to bring you, my loyal listeners, some tornado action. But no. So I'm opening up my back door. Yeah, we'll get that nice cool breeze blowing in here. We should probably go upstairs and turn on some of the fans too. Suck some of this nice cool air into my house. Well, dang it. Just a severe thunderstorm. No tornadoes. I'm kind of disappointed. Kind of very disappointed. But oh well. We can't have a tornado every time. Oh well. Let's see. What are these guys talking about, if anything? Well, the storm spotters have stopped yapping. I've got audio cables all tangled up everywhere now. There we go. Here's some hams. Blah, blah, blah. It must be hitting some other areas a little bit harder than it is around here. Well, all the spotters are just saying, oh yeah, it's raining and blah, 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 blah. Ooh, that was some good thunder though. All right, well, you have been listening to the Dubious Tornado Committee. A show that I wish would air more often, but today it aired at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. Tune in tomorrow. Maybe we'll have a tornado. Maybe we'll just, you know, have nothing. Maybe we'll go out and look for some mushrooms tomorrow. Who knows? Finally getting some decent rain. I'm going to go open some more windows. Tune in tomorrow. Maybe something exciting will happen. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
DJ 風磨田ウェルカム。